This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You are a member of your household and only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hey, Robbie. He's out of the room.
Where is he?
That's okay.
Yes!
Oh, there he is.
You know what would be a funny tape to play?
What's that?
Not really.
What?
That one. That one. That one.
This one right now?
No. It wouldn't be funny, but it would be funny.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that one.
That one.
Well, I think in the proper context.
Cut it out.
No, stop it.
Cut it out.
Let's fill this awkward moment.
Now you've got me curious. Because I have no idea what you're talking about.
You'll have to hear the tape later in the proper context, because now, trust me, it's awful.
It would not be right.
It's awful.
Okay, all right. I'll take your word for it. And now he looks back and grins as though it's so awful that they want to play it.
No, not they.
You don't.
Don't say they.
He. He wants to play it.
He brought it up. I'm just glad she's...
What the hell is the tape?
I'm just glad she's well.
I brought it up simply to break the ice. Now, ice broken.
Very good.
Look at all that ice.
Ice, baby. Where was we yesterday?
Yeah. Where were we yesterday?
Yeah. Where was it?
We were here. We're queer. We're not going skiing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we had a little meeting yesterday.
We did. Now, we didn't have a meeting with lawyers yesterday.
No.
We didn't have a meeting with management.
No.
Nobody's pissed at us.
No.
We're not in any kind of trouble.
Right. We met amongst ourselves.
Right. We had a meeting that started before the show, long before the show, and dragged on and lasted far after the show.
Yes, it did.
Give me una momento, because I want to spin a yarn here, but I have to be very careful and use legal ease.
You're going to need a sip of beverage there for that.
Well, yeah, there's a little ground to cover here, and it's a little bit delicate.
There has been on this show, noticeable to you, the home listener.
Yes.
A little undeniable tension going on behind the scenes, and I'll tell you why. I have to be careful because I signed a document with CBS, and I love CBS. Mm-hmm. They're great.
I know.
They mean everything to me.
No.
So let's talk.
So you don't say something like that.
You lost your credibility now.
See, you make me laugh right away with that.
Mike, if you had signed a document, or if you had, let's say in theory, someone had done something that said they wouldn't talk bad.
Right.
You would preface, I love CBS. Yeah. But let's just talk about.
What I wouldn't do to sign a document.
Let's talk about a business. let's just use in theory. Uh-huh. The business of American Choppers.
All right. Good example.
So you have Paul Sr., who runs the business, mm-hmm. and he's got Paul Jr. and Mikey. Now, what if Paul Jr. and Mikey were standing there and Paul Sr. said, I'm leaving the business.
Mm-hmm.
I'm stepping aside.
Okay.
Paul Sr. would probably be agitated if behind the scenes Paul Jr. and Mikey were not working together towards keeping the family company business together. If each of them were thinking about opening their own businesses, which was happening. So, in the interest of family, and for those of you who love the Don and Mike Show, today, tomorrow, whenever, thought it was really good to have one of those closed-door meetings. And as it turns out, there were some communication problems. Shock.
Well, there always are on a show like this.
But as it turns out, Paul Jr. and Mikey realize that there is more to be gained together than apart.
Well, that's sure. Absolutely true. I have no problem with anything you just said.
Right.
Same here. And that's why there had been some tension. There is no more. I can speak no more on that.
Right.
Neither
can we, actually. So, you know.
So anyway, that's where we were yesterday. We were having a meeting. And the other part of the meeting that we were having, sad to announce, is that John Norman is no longer with us. He's still alive.
Yes.
He's just not our producer now.
Right.
And we like John, and we wish him nothing but the best.
Absolutely.
He's really a good stand-up guy, and just not right for this particular position.
Yeah, and, you know, I think he knows that, and, you know, I can't speak for him, obviously, but, you know, so it was a, a lot of ground was covered yesterday in this meeting, and it went on as they well, they rarely go as long as that one went, but a lot of ground had to be covered, and I think everybody today, I can't speak for yesterday because there was so much that was covered that it was an unsettling day for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. But I think today, a lot of that that feeling has gone away, and there have been some good conversations with everybody on the show, mm-hmm. and everybody feels really good about going forward. And I really think that, you know, I think good things are coming, and I'm very excited about that. And really, that's all I can say about it
you
right now.
You two knuckleheads, just work it out.
All right.
Well, that's been it's been worked out.
I know.
Is, you know,
and now it's up to
our decision.
Yeah. And that's what I'm wishing as well now.
Right.
Come on. The stars are all aligned.
Right.
Now, who will be our new producer? That answer is nobody. Nobody.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay.
So we're going to move on. We're going to do the show.
Good.
And hi, everybody. Sorry we weren't here. Rob Spiewak writes, Dear Don, mm-hmm. I was in that meeting all day yesterday. I don't remember discussing motorcycles at all.
He wasn't paying attention.
Maybe I tuned it out. I don't know. Well,
I got a nice seat in that meeting, too, just with looking at old Spiewak, legs splayed open.
Isn't that nice?
In his little easy chair right across the way. Were you making eye contact with me, too, sweetheart?
It was inviting, wasn't it?
Well, it turned me on. Yeah. I could hardly concentrate.
That's why the meeting
was a big, heavy-duty meeting, and I couldn't concentrate because I was looking at you.
I didn't want the meeting to ever end. That's why I kept asking questions to Joe.
Oh, man.
Anyway,
can I say one thing in addition to that?
I love you guys and your tools, and I hope everything works out great.
You know, I do, too. And, you know, the thing I do want to say, the one thing, I think Buzz might have brought it up during the meeting. We have been going through an awful lot, everybody on this show, yourself included, Don. Mm-hmm. You've been going through a lot. You've gone through more than any human being should ever have to go through. That's the way I felt for a number of years. But the fact is, with all the crap that we've all been doing, and there have been all sorts of things going on behind the scenes, you know, we've treated each other, we really have, on this show and in person, we treat each other with respect and with, you know, and the fact is we all do like each other legitimately. And we always have. And I think that that's why this was something that, you know, it was really a clear the air meeting with everybody, you know, saying what was going on in their lives, what their feelings were, and it was very helpful. It was a cathartic meeting, and it was very good for everybody to get together. And I felt good, and I felt great today, and I hope to, I will feel good until my next meeting with management. You know, that's a joke. I actually feel very good about going forward. I'm very excited about it.
I'd like to represent you guys.
Yeah. Oh, and let me just say, I certainly look forward to a long association with Buzz and with Rob, uh-huh. and maybe even CBS. Thank you.
That's my guy. That's my guy. He speaks the truth. Uh-huh. He speaketh the truthest.
That's about all I'll say now because I haven't signed anything yet that says I can't say things about things. They might be thinking about that right now.
Things
about things.
Sure.
Come on. You got a chip in the big game.
Mm-hmm. I know I do. I'm feeling all full of myself today anyway.
I know. And you too, Buzz.
That's right.
You realize that now, you guys?
Yes.
Combined, I mean, you guys got a mega chip there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You got the mega chip.
Absolutely. It's fun. It's more fun today than it was yesterday.
So anyway, hi and welcome. Let's start with something that I think is timely and all, and also maybe will put us in the proper frame of mind. Poor Ellen.
Oh, yes.
Oh God.
Yes.
Poor Ellen and that dog.
Yes.
Okay, let's roll it.
And how dare anyone out there make that family get rid of Iggy after all she's been through? She was adopted by Ellen,
yes.
who's a lesbian. She has two cats. And she was with a girl who turned out to be a weirdo, and a user, and a fake lesbian. And now she's with Portia de Rossi. And she doesn't have time for a custody battle. All you people care about is breeders and making money off of her.
Breeders.
She's a canine!
The dog.
What you don't realize is that Iggy is making all of these children happy. And none of you give a crap about her.
Iggy
has been making this family happy for weeks. And now you take her from them. Ellen spent $3,000 on that dog.
Oh, God.
And now you want more. More. Leave Iggy alone.
There you go.
That's it.
Everybody does
You're
that.
Lucky Ellen even came on TV for you bastards. Leave Iggy alone. Please.
And that might be where a normal show would stop.
Right.
The guy's got a second part. Oh,
the adoption agency talked about rules and that Ellen didn't follow the rules. She didn't take the proper steps to give her to another family. Speaking of rules, who made the rule that you could tear apart lives of this family and Ellen?
Ellen.
Thank you.
Well done.
That's my favorite part.
She's such a good actress.
Leave Ellen's dog alone. Right now.
No.
No.
I mean it. Leave her alone.
Right.
Okay. Anyone who has a problem with her, you can talk to me.
Gotcha.
The Don and Mike
Show. Well.
Hello.
Hi there.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
Just like that would be the original.
Wow. Boring.
Sorry about that. Try this tape on for size.
Gay, like a homosexual?
Yes.
Good.
Let's look around this room.
I have never heard of a man having breast cancer, okay?
I got it.
I'm looking towards someone else in the room now.
What about weed? Is there going to be any weed?
And now let me see. I'll close my eyes and look at myself.
Closeted homosexual.
And we all are.
These people have lost their minds.
Yeah. That was Cosby.
These people have lost their minds.
Cosby.
Raggeds and Rolls and Riesenheisen.
Here on America's number one network.
Right.
Here on America's number one network.
Honey, are you gay?
Here on America's number one network.
Well, what have we here?
Whatever, Charlie.
Hello, Charlie. All right, you may call.
Let's pick a phone and let's call that hotline today.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
All right, a little quiet for Super Jock.
All right, what's it look like?
Looks like baby vomit.
Uh-huh.
I'm not happy.
I know you're never happy, Paula. Here's Ed McMahon.
And now, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Don and Mike!
Hi,
everybody!
And welcome back!
Welcome back to the film!
Welcome!
Welcome! The show's gonna be funny!
Yes.
How are you doing, Joe?
How are you doing, Joe?
How are ye?
Don and Mike Show and SHI Thursday.
Yeah.
Oh, that spells
bad.
Poop.
Bad kid.
That spells number two.
You bad kid.
SHI Thursday on our phone number is the same as it was yesterday. 877-365-3636. Let's get to it. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don. Hello, Buzz.
Howdy.
Hello, Mike.
Hello.
Hi. Hey.
Michael, are you going to be okay when Boston loses? You're not
yeah.
going to be off tomorrow, are you, buddy?
No, I'm going to be okay. I don't like you calling me Michael. I'd rather have you call me Mike. I know what you're doing. You're trying to get a little rise out of me. And, you know, I know that all the press is there about the Red Sox not caring and all this stuff. And
oh,
you know
my.
What? If they come back, they come back. I'm not
Manny
optimistic.
Ramirez.
It'd be tough to. What are you saying? What?
What do you think of Manny Ramirez?
I think it's overblown. Well, I think, frankly, he's got perspective that everybody should have. I really do. I think that's the way the guy is, and that's the way most of the guys that play Major League Baseball and any other sport are, because otherwise, I got news for you, they'd crumble under the pressure.
Mike, for those who don't read the sports pages.
Yes, you might want to give people an update, Don.
Jim Shorts on sports with you.
Jim, can you share with everyone what the big controversy is with Manny Ramirez and what he said up in Boston?
One of the many not American players for the Boston Red Sox said recently, if the Red Sox don't win and go to the World Series, it's no big deal.
Not the end of the world. Wow.
Not the end of the world was the quote.
And big, big controversy with that statement.
Jim Shorts with more in 20.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
What do you think of Josh Beckett's ex-girlfriend going to sing the national anthem there?
I didn't know that.
How come so many Red Sox fans sound like babbling idiots?
Because they are, Don. After years and years of mental torture at the hands of their team, we're just a bunch of blithering idiots. That's what
Go
we are.
Go Rockies! Go Rockies!
Okay, all right. All right.
Have a good
fine.
Day, buddy.
All right. What, is there...
He called you buddy, but you know, he didn't mean buddy.
Boy, you know, I had no opinion on the Colorado Rockies until this very moment. What a shame. I mean, an entire franchise.
Oh.
And I'm turned off to them by that one caller.
Don't let that shape your fragile opinion. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hey, hi.
Fragile.
Hello.
Hey, when you guys were on holiday the other day, Joe Ardinger played a song, Oxygen, I think is the name of it, by a band named Sweet.
Yes.
So local rock station says, call in for your request. And so I call that in. And how come when you call in a request, they never play a song?
Well,
why is that?
Do we have to have this lecture again about radio? Well,
all right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
If you believe any radio station that plays the box of records, CDs, whatever you want to call them, when they say call in for your favorites, you never get what you want played.
No.
The guy's going from a list. They got no choice. It's some guy in an office somewhere who's looking at research the same way that McDonald's does research to decide what you little brains like hearing on the radio.
We've always said if they actually did take requests and really did play what people wanted to hear, you know, it'd be luck of the draw. Sometimes it would suck, but sometimes it might be really good.
Well, that was the promise of the all Jack radio format.
Or Bob.
Yeah, or Fred or whatever they're calling.
Wasn't it supposed to be like somebody's iPod?
Yeah, right. We play anything we want, except, hey, guess what? What we want to play is the same 300 songs we played when we were known as an oldies station.
Right.
Right?
But it didn't work out that way.
Duh, 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 duh. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, Don, you want to go to Green Bay with me?
Okay.
I have Jim Shorts. I think, you know, I only go to
Green Bay. I can pick you up. I got 3 tickets.
I only go with Jews. Only if you're a Juden.
I come pick you up and oil you.
See you there. You can oil me, and then we'll go have a nice meal at Lambeau Field with Jews for Packers.
Have yourself a nice brat.
I'll fudge pack you.
Oh, dear. I don't think that's going to see the light of air.
I think that will.
Really?
You're a fudge packer? Yeah.
Somebody's got to make the candy.
Somebody works at Candy Kitchen.
Yes. Nice, delicious candy.
What we've been reduced to.
I know.
My God. The things we have to dance around now.
It's silly, isn't it?
My God.
We are good dancers.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Hello. You guys are the best. I love your show. And I know you don't take requests, but when you're doing the quiz show tapes with the old guy, I keep waiting for Mike to answer as Charlie. The guy keeps asking for Charlie.
You mean Charles Van Doren Sr.?
Well, isn't the guy in the movie that you're fixated on is the
That's
old guy.
That's Paul Scofield.
Right? And the guy that I'm fixated on in that movie is Rob Morrow.
Rob Morrow with his cigar, because he's also got the dialect. But I believe that Professor Van Doren Sr. has that's the way he talks, perhaps, in real life.
Right. Well, what have we here?
Look at that, Charlie.
But yes. I think the caller wants Charlie Stewing Stabilin.
Well, right? You can't have him.
I know, but I'm just trying to be clear.
Charlie comes out when Charlie comes out. I think we've demonstrated that with Tom Gavin over the years.
I know that Charlie hated the movie Quiz Show.
He didn't follow it.
You can't always give the listeners what they want.
It moved at a breakneck pace.
That's right, Jerry. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Wasabi and the mashed potatoes, Mike. I never thought of that. You're awesome!
I didn't get it. I didn't get the last part of it.
Let me ask you this. At your restaurant, do you have wasabi mashed potatoes?
No.
Oh, well, this guy thought you did and loved them.
Hello,
well,
Donna
maybe they
Mike
had them
Show.
On special. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't
Hello there. Thanks.
Look around cafe.
What? Pop in and drink.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
First time, long time.
Oh.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, immediate.
Last follow focation.
So long.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Leave Manny Ramirez alone. Right now.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
You know, as not a, I am not a diehard baseball fan like you, But tonight is going to be a tough choice. Why is it everything is on?
Yep.
Always.
It happens to work out that way.
At the same time. Mm-hmm. Tonight, I don't have enough DVRs for this. I don't have enough eyes for this.
Right.
CSI on one channel, mm-hmm. The Office on the other channel,
right. Mm-hmm.
The Red Sox on one channel,
mm-hmm. Yep.
And my chick wants to watch Grey's Anatomy on all. There's something on all the channels tonight.
Yeah, I mean, it's going. And I mean, it's a very, very frustrating. A lot of people ask me why they had the day in between, and I'm not quite sure why. I understand if they're traveling to a different city.
That's stupid.
You have a delay, but mm-hmm. they have the Wednesday off for a reason I didn't know.
A meeting, I think.
It was a meeting. They were having a meeting.
Uh-huh. A big team meeting.
That's
hello.
Right.
Don and Mike show.
Where the Red Sox decided they'd get together and send out a message to Manny Ramirez uh-huh. to say, we don't care if we lose.
And then they sent John Norman down to the minors, but wished him good luck.
Absolutely.
Said he's a good guy. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Johnny Norman sitting at home listening to this with steam coming out of his ears.
No, actually, John is, as far as we know, has gone on to other things with CBS. We would not wish anything bad for John.
Yeah, Johnny says,
honest to God.
That's a Jimmy Kimmel reference.
Oh, really?
Well, thank you. Thank you. I guess I'm not up on my Kimmel.
I guess I should TiVo all the Jimmy Kimmel episodes.
No, on Monday Night Football, he was in the booth with
the
guys.
Hold on. I know what you're talking about. I apologize. I know exactly what you're talking about. When Jimmy Kimmel was on Monday Night Football this past week, I should have mentioned that he was hilarious because he came into the booth and the first thing he did was say, "Where's Theismann?"
Great. Fantastic.
And he would not let it go. And when they went to the shot of the four of them, he looked around and he said, "Well, this is really great, but where's Joe Theismann?"
That's great.
And what did I read online?
Hope somebody sent that to Theismann if he wasn't watching it.
Oh yeah. Theismann put out a statement today saying that it's turned into the Tony Kornheiser show.
Yeah, I read that.
And Monday Night Football put out a statement saying Jimmy Kimmel is never invited back again.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Really? Are you kidding me?
Wow.
Pretty sure
that's part of their problem.
It.
They're too mm-hmm. uptight.
You're right.
God, you know, I hate to, because he's a friend of ours. We've known him for a long time. But, you know, you wonder, where's that coming from? Where's that uptightness coming from? That, you know, that he walks in and there's the tension. You know, I hope it's not coming from Corny. I hope it's not coming from Corny.
Oh, I think the problem is that they got their new deal there. They got their new guys there. And good for Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah.
That in the middle of a blowout game, and I didn't see it. I had to see a replay that somebody sent me. In the middle of this nothing game where they're just filling time, that's all he's doing is focusing on.
That's too good.
Where's Theismann?
That's too good.
Yeah, it's good.
I like that.
Sure, there, boy. It's good there, boy. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Britney Spears is not allowed to see her children at all now.
Tell me something we didn't know.
Please, don't tell me you're calling like we didn't know that.
When you see news breaking, wait 24 hours. Then don't call. The Don and Mike Show.
There goes my splashy lead story.
Now we have to have you turned into hot dog.
I got an urgent text. I knew you guys would want to know.
Uh-huh. Yes.
This comes from Super Dave in New Orleans, and he's got himself a job in the food service industry.
He's moved to New Orleans?
And this is how the text reads. I have a job now at Cafe Giovanni's in the Quarter, and I'm fixing to move to more permanent housing.
Oh.
I have email, best, Super Dave.
I'm so happy for him.
Great. Do you think he's living like in a FEMA trailer
down
there?
He's living. Which, I can't imagine how bad. I mean, really, if he's saying he's moving to more permanent.
My God.
That's
not
saying,
like he's down there staying at the Royal Sonesta.
It's not saying permanent, just more permanent.
More permanent.
Might as well walk around with a sign that says, rape me, rob me, roll me.
I hope he does okay down
there. I'm at Cafe Giovanni.
But if he's in the Quarter, he's working in a good part of town.
Yeah.
I mean, the Quarter is an island unto itself down there.
Right. Do we want to call him?
Oh, we got to.
Sure.
We got to.
Sure.
I do.
I'll get him on the phone.
That'd be great.
Super Dave, live from his brand new gig in New Orleans.
And then I have to share with you.
Share it right now. Share it, please.
I will share with you. I decided that I would structure it this way when I'm talking about my brush with D-level at the very best. And I'm D-level celebrity might be giving this person too much credit, but I'm not sure. I've read about this person as a D-lister.
I look forward to grading this celebrity.
Before I tell my story, I figured it helps to get the celebrity out of the way before I tell the story of how this happened. Okay, so I will play the guessing game as far as the D-lister celebrity. I will tell you that, personally, I would not have been aware of this celebrity had it not been for an incident that happened recently. All right, that's my first hint.
An incident recently.
Think D-list.
I need more of a hint than that, my friend.
Okay, you're going to get it rather quickly. This person, this person, it would be known as infamous, not famous.
Someone in trouble.
Someone who did something very bad, and that's really how he made a name for himself.
Andy Reid's sons.
No. No, but that's, I think you're in the ballpark, you know?
Can we put the game on hold for a moment?
Absolutely. We've got Super Dave on the line.
We'll come right back.
Good.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Line seven. Hey, Super Dave.
Yes, right here, Don and Mike.
You're down in New Orleans, Super Dave.
Hey.
Yes, I am.
Good for you.
Are you living in a FEMA trailer?
No, I'm not. I'm getting ready to move into a real apartment on Marengo Street.
Where were you living before?
I'm staying with my aunt for the time being.
Oh, good. Good, good, good. Very okay, nice. So you're moving into your own apartment?
Right.
How do you like New Orleans compared to Baltimore?
It's great. Everybody's friendlier, and everything's great. Got a job.
Oh, it's good
down
for
here
you.
At Cafe Giovanni with Chef Du.
Cool. What is your job at Cafe Giovanni?
Same thing I was doing at McDonald's and Pizza Hut, washing pots and everything.
Dishwashing and cleaning the windows and things like that?
I don't clean windows,
good,
but I wash pots. Sometimes tank dishes. I do a lot of odds and ends.
Hey, Dave, you see any girls' boobs when you're down there?
Not so much right now, but a Mardi Gras, they'll
yeah
be all over the place.
All over. That'd be boob city for you.
Yeah, I mean, there's right a lot of that down there. So in your free time, when you like to go out and have a cold beer, you can go to some of the joints down there, right?
I know Coyote Ugly is right here.
He knows his bars.
Sure.
He knows his bars with the ladies.
Is there a Hooters right down there, Dave?
Yes, there is. It's in Mattery. And then there's one on the West Bank that's a little more difficult to get to. Uh-huh.
I've never heard you in your monotone happier.
Yeah, he does sound good.
Yeah.
Dave, what about what we've noticed when we've been to the Crescent City before? And, of course, we're all for the rebuilding of New Orleans.
Of course.
I'm hoping that
right
I'm hoping that one thing that occurred with Katrina is maybe the smell of urine got washed off the city. Does it smell like a urinal still in New Orleans? Super Dave, go.
It smells a whole lot better.
Oh, good. And you're happy there, and you're eating well, I'm sure, because you're in the seat of great food in America, New Orleans, Louisiana.
Yes, I am. True.
What's your favorite dish down there, Super Dave?
I definitely like the muffalata.
Oh, muffalata sandwich, yeah.
Great.
Right.
Oh, good for you.
So
and next time you all are down, you definitely got to come have muffalatas and Giovanni's and everything.
So Giovanni's, we'll look it up when we're down there.
Where do you see yourself in 6 months?
I'd like to be in my own apartment, which I should be soon, and like to kind of right now playing it by ear, but I would like to still be at Giovanni's and get some experience and some
right
good words.
Get some Maitre D time in.
Maitre D.
Right.
Have you made some new friends down in New Orleans?
Yes, I have.
No bad touch, right?
Right.
Have you gotten yourself a lap dance yet?
Not yet.
Okay, you'll have time to do that.
I know some friends and I are going to one of those establishments sometime real soon, and we'll probably do something along the line.
All right, make sure that you got a nice clean pair of pants when you do that.
I know.
Have you had a happy ending since you've been in New Orleans proper?
No, I haven't.
Oh, my goodness. That's a lot of energy that's just churning up inside you.
That's right. Maybe you can find yourself a girlfriend, Super Dave.
Right. I've got some possibilities.
There you go. See, you're always hustling. I like that.
Right.
Just make sure in New Orleans, make sure you check the package because it could be a man, baby.
Yeah, they do that down there. You got to be careful. Hey, do you still have your nice clothes that we bought you?
Yes, I do.
Good. Have you gotten a chance to wear them out?
I haven't worn them out completely.
Right.
Because I save them for better things.
Good for you.
But I wear the pants and my shirt at Giovanni's.
Oh, so you do? You wear it at Giovanni's. Good for you. So you always look sharp.
Right.
Good for you.
How's the Febreze doing?
It's doing good.
Uh-huh. But, of course, now that you're living with your aunt, you're living with your aunt and uncle, right?
Right.
So you got...
And now we have a regular shower.
Oh, good for you.
I'm able to take care of myself.
Oh, so you
no longer
you no longer have to bathe with Febreze.
Do you take a shower every day, Super Dave?
Right.
Oh, there you go.
Oh,
good
my God, you.
You
must be so squeaky clean.
Right, because that's the place in Baltimore... All I had was that bathtub overhead shower head.
And you're getting along well with your aunt and uncle?
Yes, I am.
Say hi to them for us, will you, please?
Sure.
They must be very nice people.
Very nice.
That's good.
Do you have any open sores?
No, I don't.
Good.
Good man.
You're the man, Super Dave.
Right.
You are. Hey. Well, are you going to come back to this area anytime soon?
I'm thinking about probably in the spring or something.
Okay.
After the holidays and Mardi Gras and all that slow down.
Good. Good for you.
I'll have to ask Chef Duke when the best time is to leave for a couple of weeks.
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. On up.
Oh, dear. They're coming to get you, Super Dave.
Right.
All right. Nice talking with you. And good luck in New Orleans, Dave.
Right, and I do have the email, so you all can email me anytime.
Yeah, okay.
Very good.
You got it. Go Saints.
All right, see ya.
Bye-bye. Don't touch the food.
Bye.
No matter what Chef Dude says, don't touch
Chef
it.
Chef Dude.
Chef Dude.
No, I like that.
Chef Duke.
Oh, Chef Duke.
Very important.
Oh, Chef Duke.
That.
Yeah, she said Chef's Duke?
No, it's right. He's still there.
Hi, Dave.
D-U-K-E.
All right.
All right. Go get a muffalata.
And give Drew Brees a pep talk.
Right. Bye-bye.
And bye-bye.
Go to that famous place we like so bad. That cafe.
It's Desire Cafe.
Yes. And we like Cafe Du Monde.
Cafe Du Monde is what I was thinking. That place you get the coffee.
Right. Mm.
Oh. And I hope Tom Gavin is also happy.
He's still on the line, Don.
Don't touch the food.
I'm what?
Right.
I thought it was our place that you liked. Now it's been replaced by the place that you go to with him.
Oh, it's me.
That's real jealousy coming out right there. That's real jealousy. I thought it was the Desire Cafe where you liked the popcorn shrimp.
Well, I did. That was a nice lunch.
And then I realized you're talking about the place you go with him.
Yes, for beignets and coffee.
It's because he's up at 6 o'clock in the
That's
morning.
That's right. I know.
Mike is sometimes still up.
Occasionally, I am.
Rob and I have great memories there of watching the hookers as the trash is being swept.
Really, a lot of people don't ever do it, but because it's hard to get up early in New Orleans.
It's great to be there.
New Orleans, first thing in the morning, is amazing.
If you're going to go to that place, Cafe Du Monde, you want to go earlier than later because like at 10 o'clock, forget it. It's over.
No, but you go down there like we went down like 6:30, right?
We saw that whore that was arguing with someone that put one of those clamps on her car.
Oh, yeah, boot.
Yeah, the boot on her car. She was all dressed up like, I mean, because it's New Orleans.
Right.
She saw a man in a suit throw up.
Really?
Yeah,
we did.
So you guys were there like at 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah, it was great.
Oh, my God.
That's the best time to go down there.
I'll remember that when I'm coming in.
Please do. Stop by.
I'll be the guy in the suit that throws up.
Hey, hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
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 Hey, bud. Hey, did Tom Gavin just shoot himself in the head?
I think you're giving Tom Gavin way too much credit.
I don't think you could hit his head.
Would bounce off. It's like it's all iron plated.
I think it'd just be a ricochet to begin with, off a wall or something. I don't think he'd be able to hit his cranium.
He'd be firing rounds up into the ceiling.
I miss.
You know he'll be calling too. Now
let's play that game. Well, we don't have to take the call, Mike.
I know we don't.
That's how that game is played.
I know.
Remember, we're the ones with the candy shell in our brains, okay? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, what's up?
I am very, very upset with you guys.
Of course, fake caller. Why are you fakely upset?
Because you guys had Super Dave on the phone and you didn't tell him to sing A Horse with No Name. And he went to a great job.
Wait. Have we ever asked Super Dave to sing A Horse with No Name?
Every time I request
it's a great idea. Maybe sure. Next time we have Mom, we'll do that.
Oh, man, he would blow that song out of the water, you guys. Buy some new clothes.
I was an idea guy anyway. Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Get out of here. Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up, Don? What's up, Matt?
What's happening?
What?
Matt.
I'm sorry.
I like that. I want to be Matt today for the rest of the show.
Matt,
I mean, Mike. Mike, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I need to stop smoking
weed. Better
than
Michael.
I'm sorry.
That's right.
Anyway, Mike, I'm sorry about your Red Sox, man.
What do you mean? Excuse me? The series is continuing tonight. It's not over yet.
Oh, I mean, I don't want to make you mad or anything, Mike.
I don't want to make you mad either, sir, and I should probably remind you that teams have come back from 3-1 deficits before. Oh, as a matter of fact, teams have come back from 3-0 deficits.
But there's no bloody sock.
Yeah, there isn't. You know what? And that's a good point. I'm inclined to almost agree with you there.
Wow.
Well, let me tell you.
Doesn't feel the same as 2004.
Well, anyway, I got some good solace for you.
They could get a bloody saga if they invited Amy Winehouse to show up.
Oh,
God. It's a good luck charm.
And I like working Amy Winehouse into the show now.
Anything.
And her gap.
Hey, listen, I'm sorry, Buzz. You may think she's hot. She, to me, is a piece of dog feces.
You ever see it when she's on stage with her mouth open and they show that side shot where she's missing like two teeth?
Yeah. Yeah.
She's delightful.
Oh, wow. She is walking number two. She really is.
It's uncleanable.
Hot as balls.
She makes Courtney Love look like an ivory girl.
Agreed. Yeah. And her lovely pompadour weave.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Have a good day, y'all.
Oh, well, hey, great chatting with you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
I love that discourse. That was great.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Standard greeting we use on this planet. Hello.
I wanted to answer Mike's question about why they took a day off between game 4 and 5.
Okay. You know, I'm just sitting here waiting for you, sir. You seem to be having a little trouble getting your thoughts together.
No, I don't.
Yes.
Let's not talk about why there's a delay between game 4 and 5. Let's talk about why there's such a delay between us picking up the telephone and you just saying whatever the hell it is you want to say.
Okay, well, they take a delay between 4 and 5 because they used to have 5-man rosters on their pitching staff, but now they're usually down to 4, and their fifth starter is usually kind of crappy anyway. So they want that extra day of rest for their extra starter.
Is that in the rule? Is that in the rule, kind of crappy?
Yeah, that's a good kind of crappy. Exactly. Crappy.
Well, you know, I'm glad you cleared it up for us.
No, thank you. No problem.
Thank you very much.
I could help you out.
Thanks for calling, Mr. DeMoss. There.
They always enjoy this.
Well, what have we here?
What have we here, Charlie?
Hello there, Don and Mike show. What is up?
Now, everybody, have you heard? If you're in the game, then the stroke's the word. It don't take no rhythm.
I love this guy. He's doing Billy Squire.
Stroke.
Could you do Everybody Wants You?
No.
No, you can't do that. How about, can you do anything from the Rolling Stones for Joe Arger?
What you gonna do with all that junk? All that junk inside your trunk? I'm gonna get you drunk. Get you love drunk off my hump, 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 my lovely little lumps. Check it out.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, and we thank you.
I love that.
The Fred Rogers guy could learn a little from you, my friend.
Oh, absolutely.
You got me?
And he's with out. Frequency of visitation. So.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.